Kelim per chavov mishnehei. Elo oiros tmei in medris. We have a bunch of mishnayos now with different types of oiros. What's roi l'shchiva, yeshiva, roichiv, and what's not. So these are the oiros. Or shechishva lov l'shotiach. It was miyachided for a carpet to spread out shotach ala oritz in order to sit on it. Or sekortio. It's some type of gown of oir. That the ones who wear them are wearing them for begodim, they are tanners. So they wear them on top of their clothing, and where they shouldn't get dirty. It's a very dirty malacha. Or kitobulyo, this is some type of curtain of oir that's put on a bed to sit on. Or achamor, to be mechamer after behemah is a person walks behind an animal while the animal is plowing or doing any malacha. The directing an animal is called mechamer. Gemara uses it legabe shvisas behemtoi. So this is the person who is the chamoirim, the ones that are oisig in this malacha, put on their clothing when they're mechamer after the behemois. Or hakaton, this is also some type of apron, that somebody who works with pishton, mefarshim say, puts on his clothes. That's why it's called katon, which is one of the words for pishton, in order that the pieces of flax shouldn't stick to his clothing. Or hakatov. Katov is a person all over Shas who carries, a porter who carries on his shoulders, in order that his shoulders, he needs something with a little more protection. Or haroife is something that he has, a doctor, when he's going on calls. So memela, he doesn't want to get himself dirty from the blood of the patient, so he has this as protection. Or hariso, which is in a crib. Or halev shel cotton. They would put a piece of skin on a lev shel cotton in order that the child shouldn't get attacked by animals. Or hakarv or hakeses. This is something they would put on pillows, on blankets. They're all mekabel tumas medris. Now, the chazer are all the things that we've had till now. Tumas medris, it has to be miyuid, miyuchid, l'shchiva, l'yeshiva, l'rechiva. Some of these are. Some of them are clothing that are worn, but you have to say that since they're loose, they're flowing, these type of oiros, so they're made may ikra also for lying down. Now, when a person's lying down or sitting on these, he's not being oisik in any of the malachas that were described here. Chamor, roife, he's lying in one place, he's not fixing a patient, he's not following an animal. And we have the klal of whenever something is the rechiva, the shchiva, the yeshiva would interfere with the ikim malacha. So there the statement, as far as the yuchad of the beged is, amoid v'nasim malachteinu, and it's not oimid l'shchiva, it's not oimid l'yeshiva. So what's going on over here? So you have to say over here, it's oimid l'kach mi'ikit b'riyoso. Mashen came by the cases that we've had over the last number of brachim, where we say amoid v'nasim malachteinu, there's a shter between the two. It wasn't designed that way in the first place. So over here, all these things are sometimes miyud l'shchiva. That's enough to render it roi l'kabbalas tumas medris. Or hasoroik. Or hasoirik. Sounds almost like the same word, but it's two different things. Both of them have to do with combing. A soruk is the uman, is the craftsman that creates the combs. So he puts on some type of beged shel or around his legs. The mosnov around his chest. Or hasoirek. Soirek is the person who uses the combs. He's a soirek pishton. That's the way the rab says it. So Mela, he puts an or al birkov to rest on his knees. And he soirek the flax on his knees. Some fashion put the two together. In any case, both of these are blazer oimer. The mekabel tumas medris. V'chomim oimrim tmei meis. They're not made to sit on. What's the machlokes exactly? Pashtus is the mefarshim say. That obviously the yeshiva al shnei elu is less shchiach. So mele shows if that's enough to be miyachedit, miyayedit, l'shchiva. Others point out maybe something more, a practical thing. Other types of oiros, even if they're used for some type of function, you wouldn't want to sit down or lie down on them, but you could turn over to the other side, you could sit down. Masha'enken over here, the things that are used for these purposes, if you say, again, this is going with the pshat, that both of these have to do with combing out wool, flax, So Mela, these pieces get on both sides. Mela, you're not going to accomplish anything. So Mela, very few people sit or lie down on them, so it's not so shchiach. So Mela, it might not be considered Tumas Medrash. Vishnavav, Av Ksus, Av is clearly from a word that means oivi thickness. What it means is that it's a case of or, and it's thicker. You make out of it begotten. It's a thicker piece of material. That's one pshat. The Rav has two pshatim. The other pshat he says is some type of other word where it's not av, it's ev with a tsere. And then what it means is it's like a case that has inside a place latsnia begotten. It's like a tick. Vitachriksus. This is a type of or that's used to wrap up begodim. Medris, also. Lefam, it's oimid l'shchiva l'yeshiva. Av argomon, beged, that's tzavu, the argomon is for royalty. Argomon was the color of royalty, so you're talking about something high class. This is some type of high class tikshel or that's used to be shoymer bigde argomon, v'tachrich argomon. It's to wrap it up, not only to hold it, but to wrap it up properly, to keep it in shape. Peshame oimrim, medris, also to miyud l'shchiva, esel leimu t'meimes. Not medris. Why? It's not miyuchel l'shchiva l'yeshiva. Same thing we had in the previous Mishnah, where it's a judgment call on certain things, whether it is miyuchel l'shchiva, it definitely has a use. It's t'meimes, mekabel tumas meis. But might not be tumas medris. Or she'asoy chipui, l'kli, chipui is a cover. All it is just a cover to cover over a kli, that's tahor. It's tuffle to the kli, it's bottle to the kli. We had this klal also earlier in Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Ches. A chipoy kli is not a kli. L'mishkolois, if it's covering over weights, so then it is a kli. Why not? Why it's just the same cover? So the Mefarshim say that mishkolois is not nechshav a kli by itself. So the chipoy wrapped around it is like the clay kibul. Now what we're saying is we're making an assumption that mishkolos itself is not nechshav a kli. That's what the Rav seems to say over here. The problem is that we had earlier, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, we had that mishkolos shel mateches is a kli. That's mekabel tumah. So we're going to say the mishkolos by us and mishkolos shel even. So some of the mefarshim say this is the mishkolos that stays on the kli, that which is only wrapping it up. Not clear. Reb Yosi mitar meshuv aviv. So he says, and by the way, Reb Yosi that we have in the Mishnah is Reb Yosi ben Chalafta. This is Reb Yosi Aglili. This is Reb Yosi ben Chalafta. So we're talking about Reb Chalafta, is also one of the Tanoim. Says that chipui shel mishkolois is also a toffel bottle to the kli, and it has a din like all chipui akelim. What exactly the machlokes is not clear.